Welcome to the deep dive. All right, so let's dive into something that I think a lot of you out there are going to find really interesting.
Yeah.
We're talking about freelancing today.
Okay.
Specifically, how to break free from that feast or famine cycle and build a business that is sustainable.
Right.
With clients who keep coming back for more.
Mm-hmm.
And our guide for this deep dive is Art Munoz's Revenue Like Clockwork newsletter.
You know what's really striking about Munoz's approach is that he kicks things off with a story.
Okay.
From his own early career when he was just a temp.
Oh, wow.
Doing data entry.
Really?
It really highlights that even in a traditional job setting, visibility and relationships are key.
I'm intrigued. What happened?
Well, he basically became the go-to person.
Uh-huh.
For a permanent position simply because he was consistently doing good work,
yeah.
Being proactive and building relationships with the right people.
So he was in the right place at the right time.
Yes, but he also made sure he was visible,
right,
and valuable.
It's like that old saying, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity.
Exactly.
He was ready when that opportunity came knocking.
Yeah, he was prepared.
So is Munoz saying that just having the technical skills isn't enough?
Yeah.
To make it as a freelancer?
Exactly. He argues that freelancers need to think beyond just their technical abilities.
Okay.
And become their own...
Like a business.
Their own marketing and sales department. He even draws a parallel to the traditional job market, saying that freelancers need to be their own recruiters and brand managers.
That makes sense. When you apply for a traditional job, you're essentially marketing yourself,
right,
to a potential employer.
Mm-hmm.
You're highlighting your skills and experience,
exactly,
in a way that's relevant to the job that you want.
Right. And Munoz suggests that freelancers need to take that same approach.
Okay.
But instead of applying for jobs, they're positioning themselves to attract the right clients.
So it's all about positioning.
Yes.
That word keeps popping up. What does that actually mean,
yeah,
in a practical sense for a freelancer?
It's about crafting a clear and compelling message that resonates with your ideal clients.
Okay.
Think of it like this. You need to hire a plumber.
Okay.
Are you going to go with the first random name you find online?
No.
Or are you going to look for someone who specializes in the specific problem you have?
Oh, definitely the specialist.
Yeah?
I recently had a plumbing issue.
Oh, yeah.
And I specifically searched for someone who had experience with older homes because I didn't want to risk further damage.
Right.
It felt much safer going with someone who clearly understood my needs.
Exactly. And that's what Munoz is getting at.
Okay.
Positioning is about showcasing your expertise,
mm-hmm,
in a way that makes you the obvious choice for clients.
Okay.
Facing a particular challenge or looking for specific results.
So you're saying it's about being the go-to person for a certain type of project.
Yes.
Or a client.
Yes.
So it's not just about being a freelance writer. It's about being the writer for, say, sustainable fashion brands.
Exactly.
Or tech startups.
Exactly. It's about finding your niche and owning it.
This is starting to click.
Good.
But when we talk about positioning, it sounds a lot like branding, right?
It is related.
But branding can feel like a big, scary word.
Yeah.
Especially for freelancers who are already wearing so many hats.
Yeah, Munoz addresses that head on.
Okay.
He emphasizes that branding isn't just about logos and fancy websites. Uh-huh. It's about creating a perception of value and expertise.
Okay.
It's about the feeling clients get when they interact with you and your work.
So like a feeling.
Yeah, think of it like this. Your brand is a promise to your clients.
Oh, interesting.
What problem do you solve? How are you uniquely equipped to do it?
That's a great way to frame it.
Yeah.
It's about clarity and confidence in what you offer.
Mm-hmm.
So how does effective branding actually translate into real-world benefits for freelancers?
Okay.
So,
because, let's be honest, most freelancers struggle with things like inconsistent income.
Yes.
Chasing clients.
Right.
Then competing on price.
That's exactly what Munoz's approach aims to solve.
Okay.
He argues that when you have a strong brand,
mm-hmm,
and clear positioning, you attract repeat business. You can command higher rates.
Mm-hmm.
And clients actually come to you instead of you constantly having to hustle for work.
Okay. That's a game changer.
It is.
Who wouldn't want that kind of stability and control,
yeah,
in their freelance career?
For sure.
So it seems like positioning is the key to unlocking all of these benefits.
I think so.
Can you break down exactly what Munoz means by positioning?
Sure.
And how it connects to this idea of becoming what he calls an empowered solo consultant.
He defines positioning as tailoring your image.
Okay.
To address a specific client need.
Right.
You're essentially offering a reward or a solution to a problem
right.
that your ideal client is facing.
So you're not just taking any gig that comes your way. You're strategically choosing projects.
Right.
That align with your expertise and the value that you offer.
Exactly. And that's where the empowerment comes in.
Oh, interesting.
You're no longer at the mercy of the freelance marketplace. You're in control of your own destiny.
I love that it's about shifting from a reactive mindset to a proactive one.
Exactly.
But this all still feels a bit abstract.
Okay.
What are some concrete steps our listeners can take to actually improve their positioning?
Sure.
How do you go from freelancer to empowered solo consultant?
Munoz outlines four key steps.
Okay.
That are all about taking control and being proactive.
All right, I like it.
Clarifying your target audience,
mm-hmm.
establishing a strategic presence,
okay.
crafting and testing your unique value proposition,
okay.
and implementing systems for consistent lead generation.
Okay, let's break those down.
Okay.
First up, clarifying your target audience.
Yes.
What does that involve?
So it's about getting really specific about who you want to work with.
Okay.
What are their pain points?
Okay.
What are their goals? Mm. What kind of results are they looking for? Instead of saying, I'm a web developer,
yeah.
you might say, I help e-commerce businesses increase conversions through user-friendly website design.
Oh, that's much better.
That's a much more targeted and compelling message.
Right. So it's about going beyond just listing your skills.
Yes.
And actually understanding the needs and desires of your ideal client.
Yes.
It's about speaking directly to their pain points.
Exactly.
Okay, what's the next step?
Next, you need to establish a presence where those ideal clients are already hanging out.
Okay.
This could be LinkedIn industry forums, online communities, or even in-person events.
Okay.
It's about being visible in the spaces where your target audience is already looking for solutions.
So it's not just about having a website or a social media profile.
Right.
It's about strategically placing yourself where the right people are already looking.
Exactly.
Got it. What's step three?
This one's crucial, crafting and testing your unique value proposition.
Okay.
This is a concise statement that explains what makes you different and why someone should hire you mm-hmm. instead of all the other freelancers out there offering similar services.
Right.
It's about communicating the specific benefits clients get when they work with you.
This is where it gets interesting.
Yes.
So how do you go about actually testing a value proposition?
You test different messaging.
Okay.
You can experiment with different taglines on your website,
mm-hmm.
different approaches in your social media posts,
yeah.
or even different ways of framing your services when you talk to potential clients.
Right.
Pay attention to what language resonates
Interesting.
And leads to actual inquiries and projects.
So it's about listening to feedback, both direct and indirect.
Yes.
And refining your message
yeah.
based on what's actually attracting clients.
Exactly. It's a process of iteration and improvement.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right. Bring on step four.
Step four is all about implementation, establishing systems for consistent lead generation.
Okay.
This could involve things like content marketing,
mm-hmm.
email marketing networking, or even paid advertising. The goal is to create a steady stream of potential clients coming to you,
right.
rather than always having to hustle for the next gig.
So it's about building a proactive system that brings clients to you.
Yes.
Rather than constantly chasing after them.
Exactly.
That sounds way less stressful.
It is. And that's where Munoz really emphasizes the difference between just freelancing
right.
and becoming an empowered solo consultant.
Okay.
It's about having a strategy,
mm-hmm.
a system,
yeah.
and a consistent approach to building your business.
This is all making me rethink my whole approach to freelancing.
Yeah.
I think I've been so focused on the doing the work part.
Right.
That I've neglected the getting the work part.
And that's a common trap for freelancers.
Is it?
We get so caught up in the day-to-day
uh-huh.
that we forget to build a sustainable foundation for our businesses.
Okay, so we've talked about positioning, branding, and even lead generation.
Yes.
But Munoz also mentions this idea of developing a USP.
Yes.
A unique selling or
yeah.
service proposition. How does that fit into the picture?
This is where it gets really interesting. He argues that a strong USP is crucial for setting yourself apart in a crowded market.
Mm-hmm.
It's about identifying what makes you truly unique
okay.
and valuable to clients.
Isn't that what we've been talking about this whole time?
Well,
what's the difference between a USP and just good branding or positioning?
It's about getting even more specific and digging deeper into what makes you stand out.
Okay.
A lot of freelancers fall into the trap of being too generic in their messaging, focusing on their skills and experience, but not articulating what makes them different from the dozens of other freelancers offering similar services.
Ah, I see. It's not just about being good at what you do. It's about having a clear, compelling reason why clients should choose you.
That's right.
Over everyone else.
Exactly. Munoz says that developing a strong USP requires some real soul searching. Right. It's about understanding your strengths, your passions, and your values, and how those translate into a unique offering that resonates with your ideal clients.
So it's about figuring out what you bring to the table that nobody else can replicate.
Yes.
It's about your unique blend of skills, experience, and personality.
Precisely. And he emphasizes that a strong USP isn't about marketing hype.
Right.
It's about genuinely understanding your value.
Okay.
And communicating it in a way that resonates with the right clients.
Okay. I'm sold on the importance of a USP.
Good.
But how do you actually go about developing one? Where do you even start?
Munoz offers a ton of guidance in his Solo Consultant Empowerment Forum.
Okay.
Which he mentions a few times.
Yeah.
He's clearly passionate about helping freelancers break free from the traditional grind and build businesses that are both profitable and fulfilling.
Right.
And speaking of his resources, it sounds like he offers a lot of valuable guidance and support there.
Okay.
Including specific strategies for crafting your brand, generating leads, and building a sustainable freelance business.
It seems like a great resource for anyone who wants to dive deeper into these ideas and really start implementing them.
Definitely. And what's even better is that he mentions it's free to join.
Well, you can't be free.
You can't.
It sounds like Munoz is really committed to empowering freelancers to take control of their careers.
Yes.
And build businesses that align with their values and passions.
Absolutely. And it's so refreshing to see someone talking about freelancing. Not just as a way to make a living, but as a way to create a truly fulfilling and sustainable career.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from the limitations of technical skills alone to the power of branding, positioning, and developing a strong USP.
Lots of good stuff.
But beyond the theory, what are some of the key takeaways our listeners can walk away with today?
I think the most important takeaway is that you have more control over your success as a freelancer than you might think. You don't have to be at the mercy of algorithms or unpredictable client demand by focusing on your brand, your positioning, and your USP. You can attract the right clients and build a business that truly supports the life you want to live.
I love that it's about taking ownership and being proactive.
Yes.
It's about creating a freelance career that's intentional and fulfilling.
Exactly. And it all starts with that first step, deciding to own your brand and become the go-to expert in your field.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question.
Okay.
What one specific client need could you focus on to refine your positioning?
Interesting.
And start building that irresistible USP?
That's such a great question.
It might require some brainstorming and soul searching.
Yeah.
But I think it's the key to unlocking a whole new level of success and fulfillment.
It could be.
In your freelance career.
I agree.
So spend some time thinking about that.
Yeah.
Check out Munoz's work if you want to learn more. And most importantly, take action.
Yes.
Don't just wait for things to happen. Make them happen.
Love it.
This has been a truly inspiring conversation.
It has been.
And I hope it sparked some new ideas for our listeners.
Me too. It's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
All right. That's a wrap on this deep dive.
Okay.
We hope you found it as insightful and motivating as we did. We'll see you next time.
Sounds good.
For another adventure in knowledge.